You're listening to KCRW. This is Morning Edition. Millions of people across the country took part in Earth Day events and celebrations over the weekend, from beach and litter cleanups to nature walks to recycling drives aimed at keeping paper and other materials out of landfills. All of those get-togethers had their roots in something that happened over 50 years ago here in Southern California, the 1969 Santa Barbara oil spill. A blowout sent 80,000 to 100,000 gallons of oil into the ocean and onto local beaches. It was the biggest oil spill in the U.S. at that time, and it gave rise to the modern environmental movement. The spill is now the subject of a new children's book called Black Beach by John and Shauna Stith. They say the book tells the story of the real-life event through the eyes of a fictional young girl in Santa Barbara named Sam.
She experiences this really overwhelming oil spill at first. And at first she feels a little bit helpless, but as she sees her community come together and respond, and then the nation sort of pay attention and connect and realize, hey, maybe the actions of people really are harming the planet, she realizes that she's not alone and she's not powerless. And it feels a whole lot better to stand up and act than to sit back and watch.
In the book, Sam and her classmates bottle up oil from the beach and send it to politicians. Did that actually happen?
Yes, that did happen. There are pictures actually from the time of the oil spill, and there were organizations that were formed in Santa Barbara immediately following the oil spill to try to stop oil drilling in the Santa Barbara Channel. And one of the efforts that they did was they recruited some local children to help bottle oil and send it to local politicians and national politicians to try to convince them that this was a dangerous thing that was happening in the area and was having a real effect on the environment.
This is a picture book, not a chapter book. So what age kids are you targeting?
Honestly, the book targets anyone of any age, but the core audience would probably be elementary school kids ages 4 through 8. And one of the fun things for us is to see when we go into schools or bookstores or virtual events, how interested these kids are, these elementary school kids, kindergarten or first grade or second grade. They want to hear this story. They connect with it. If stories are a safe place for kids to experience new events and feel the emotions. And this was in a very emotional time. And they're so excited. And then at the end of our presentation, when we ask, are there any questions? Virtually every hand goes up. And we wrote this story really because it's so important for children to engage with these topics because they're curious and they want to know about them. And this is their world. This is their earth. And the sooner that they're in tune to what's going on and they realize that just because something bad happens, like an oil spill, it doesn't have to be the end of the story, the better equipped they are to go out and shape a better and greener future.
At the same time, some people might say children have their entire lives to worry about the environment, climate change, unless they ask about it. Why have them tackle an issue that many adults find big and sometimes, frankly, scary?
Absolutely. Climate change and environmental problems can be incredibly overwhelming for people and can create anxiety. But at the same time, there are issues that are happening and kids are seeing them every day. There was a train derailment and chemical spill in Ohio just a couple months ago. Living here in California, you know, there are wildfires and mudslides and drought. These are things that kids are experiencing and seeing on the news or in their lives. And it's important to understand that they're happening, but that if you want to engage, you have the opportunity to engage. You have the power to show that you care about these things and you might be able to impact some change at a more systemic level.
Has your book opened the door to a bigger discussion about the environment with children, with schools?
Absolutely. We've done a number of school visits. We've also done some bookstore visits, and we were at the LA Times Festival of Books over the weekend on the children's stage. And at every event that we go to, kids have so many questions. They're really interested We just heard from a teacher that we visited her school this past week, and one of her students is organizing a neighborhood cleanup inspired by the discussion that we had about Black Beach and Earth Day.
And there's also been a real interest from adults as well as kids. And we've presented at chapter meetings for the Surfrider Foundation, speaking about the origin of Earth Day and how that really galvanized the modern environmental movement. And for a lot of people, even in Southern California, they might not realize that that seed was planted right here.
The book is by Shauna and John Stith. It's called Black Beach, A Community, An Oil Spill, and the Origin of Earth Day. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to KCRW.